Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to the Thinker Girls Pod Channel. I'm Stacey June.
And I'm Christy Mercer. Yes, you heard right. This is a podcast channel. It's not just a podcast where you hear one type of show. You hear lots of different types of show right across the week if you subscribe.
Yes, and you're listening to the Posse Podcast, where you guys can write in, have a D&M with us and our guests about anything you want. We get through them as quickly as we can, but no way, there's not a chance we thought that this podcast would, open up as many emails and DMs that it did. So we're so appreciative that you guys want to get involved, and we will continue to make our way through them each and every week.
The thing that I really love about when you read, because we do, it is us, we have a very small team, but it is us that
mostly
that will see the DMs on Insta or Facebook or emails that you send through. The thing I love most and it makes me most happy is when people say, because this is me, I've never contacted a podcast before.
Yeah.
Or I've never reached out, you know, felt compelled to reach out. Because I'm not, you know, I'm not the type of person that watches a movie and then feels the need to like randomly DM the actor or the producer or, you know, if I read a book or listen to a podcast.
Yeah.
So I think it takes something extra to move somebody enough to be like, this is the first time I've done this.
Well, you guys are a part of what we do on this show. The Posse is the Posse for a reason. You know, we listen really intently to the types of things you want us to talk about. We listen intently to the feedback that you give us, and we listen intently to what's going on in your life so we can discuss it as a bit of a group, not just the view through Christy and my life. Mm. Amy Shepherd joins us for this week's Posse podcast. We have someone that wants to stay anonymous. So what name do we want to give them today?
Did we name them when we chatted to Amy? I forget.
Well, we'll probably edit that out or it will be beeped out now.
Okay. Let's call them, I was going to say Fran.
Okay, Fran's cool. Let's not stay on this for too long.
Really?
Yes.
Fran. No, let's do Frankie. Frankie's nice.
We're doing Fran. Frankie okay. We'll use next time.
Okay, cool. Okay. That's my baby name. Don't steal it, guys.
What, Fran?
No, Frankie. Jeez.
Give me just let it go. We were on
Give me a bit
Fran.
Of cred.
Fran's lovely. Apologize to all the Frans out there now.
No, I'm not saying it's not my baby name. I'm not naming my kid Fran.
No, but you weren't exactly
tooting
its horn
either. I don't love the name Fran, and okay. I won't apologize for that.
Well, I think you should. Anyway, Fran wants to talk about making friends as an adult.
Which is man, this topic.
That happens on this show a lot.
So often.
We've done it with Tanya Hennessy. There's parts of the Posse podcast that we did with Sophie Kasia. Like, so go back to those. We'll put those in show notes if you also want to have a few other references to those. Jess Harris, I think, dabbled on something with Bridesmaids. You know, it goes deep. We cover it a lot. Fran has just basically said that she ended a toxic relationship. Well, let's let Fran tell the story.
Hey girls, my jam is on making friends as an adult. My background to this is that a long-term friend and I that towards the end had a pretty toxic relationship parted ways a little over a year ago. This was a good thing, but it meant my social life dried up a lot as she was always the one organising things to do on the weekend. I'm always looking out to form new lasting friendships to expand my circle, but I find it hard to turn a friendly acquaintance into a true friend because it feels really vulnerable and people seem to have their established friendship groups already. I know you've both moved a lot in your life. How have you navigated that when it comes to making new friends as adults?
Amy.
Ooh, step right up, girl.
What I've learned is asking questions is the best thing to get people talking and to get the conversation going more. So, yeah, what I did, I joined a gym and I would regularly go to the classes. So you meet the girls there and then, you know, eventually you get partnered up and then you just ask all the questions. So, and not just superficial, you know, superficial questions. Yeah. You need to get a little deeper as you get to know these girls better. And, that's the best advice that I have.
I agree with that. I think the biggest thing to learn, though, and I think this happens to us when we are vulnerable and we're feeling confident, but there's vulnerability involved, is that, say for myself, for example, I am really a person that needs deep connection and deep relationship, and pretty straight up too. If it's surface for the first kind of two catch-ups, you know, not saying that at the gym you need to be like, oh my God, you know, my dog died last year and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying it needs to be necessarily there, but if you're not getting into some form of depth the first kind of couple times, it's really hard for me to want to continue seeing somebody or having that connection. But the catch to this is if I require deep connection and deep relationships, then it's my responsibility to also bring the deep sharing. And that's, I think, the bit sometimes that is missed, and that I have definitely missed in thinking and trying to make friends, is that your demands are there of what you want, but are you actually then giving that back to then make the other person feel comfortable enough to then share? Because I think sometimes we think that if we share, that it might not come back to us, and then that makes you like, hello.
Yeah, yeah. So you have to be vulnerable for other people to be vulnerable as well.
Yeah. It is an interesting concept, and by the sounds of it, I reckon there would be so many people, chicks in particular, that have gone through this, where they've had a friend maybe through high school for maybe a few years out of high school, and then you know, you drift apart, you become different people, and for whatever reasons the friendship ends. Have you ever experienced that, Amy, where it's almost like that person that you are no longer as close with as you were before was kind of the connector, and in a lot of ways almost a gateway to a lot of other friendships that you then that then also fall away, and you can grieve because of this one kind of pin? I know. Yeah. I've certainly experienced that.
Oh yeah, 100%. And there was a time, like after school, everyone moved to London. It seemed like my whole friendship group left, and I felt a little bit isolated, like, and the band was taking off, so aside from my siblings, like, I didn't really have close girlfriends that I could rely on. And I was also feeling really vulnerable because I was Amy Shepherd. I didn't know who knew me and whether I could be honest with people without them going to the media or whatever. I didn't know where I stood. yeah, but at the end of the day, you've just got to be, like you said, vulnerable and put yourself out there and just say hi to people.
Yeah.
Even if it is just the girl who serves you coffee, just, you know, ask her how her day is and then get chatting.
It's so true, though. Like, I know that Alana at my coffee place is an actor that, you know, she does this on the side. Like, you do start to have conversations in places that you don't think, and you might not even think that coffee person that is making your coffee could be a friend potentially. Like, people are everywhere. Like, she's so sweet. She's like got a show, and actually a couple of weeks ago she's like, you should come. And I was like, I will, I really will. So it is interesting that you also think, I think you have to look everywhere. It's kind of like looking for a partner, like look up from your phone, because it's so funny because I'm walking around everywhere. It's earth.
It's funny that I've actually made a few friends on Instagram as well, so you can't disregard the phone.
How did you go from a casual like or DM to real life?
Because I think that actually is more vulnerable when you're making friends as a chick sometimes than putting yourself out there to meet guys. Like that moment where it goes from Alana the coffee chick to let's actually catch up for a coffee. Yourself out there.
Yeah, and how did you do that from online to actual life?
I think with the scenario I had, it was a blogger, and she had messaged me being like, oh, I love what you're all about. And so I just messaged back being like, oh, I checked out your page, it's really awesome. And the conversation just went back and forth, and then we were just chatting so much. They said, oh, like, are you free on Monday? Like, let's catch up. And yeah, we became really good friends after that.
Yeah, right.
So it sounds like it's easy.
If you're both looking for a friend.
Yeah, that's what I mean in the sense that it's easy. Yeah.
Generally, people are always looking for new friends. So
I think true.
That's stunning, because I think sometimes that's when you feel vulnerable, when you're like, I'm looking for new friends, but nobody else is. And like by the sounds of it, Pip is, where she's like, everyone's already got their established friendship groups. It's like, well, but still
I think that's actually BS, because we are the people that receive all of your messages on the reg. Every day you message us for this Posse podcast, you message us with your problems. Even if you don't know we have this Posse podcast, you're still telling us your problems. That's just the kind of show we have. But what we are able to see is a collection of so many women, I think the most common topic that we receive is female adult friendships.
Absolutely.
You think everybody's established, but I think you're right, Amy. I don't think everybody is established. Everybody is evolving. So you might be a new mum that feels a little bit daunted because your friends haven't got kids, or you might have moved to a new city, or you might have a job that doesn't work with your mates that usually go out on a Tuesday night and you've got to work on a Tuesday night. Like, you don't know what's going on. So gone are the days where everyone has a high school group and then that's it. Like, it's just, I think that's all our biggest fears.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, going to LA a lot, I've had to reach out to people I don't know. I'm like, hey, I don't know anyone here. Like, do you want to go out for a drink? And yeah, I've met some of my best friends over there now.
And the worst thing they can say is, no, I'm busy, or you don't hear back from them. Like, exactly. At the end. Hopefully that helps you out. I think it's a good thing to hear that vulnerable side from people, that you could look at your Instagram, Amy, and think, oh, she's got it made. She's got all these people around her. It's just like everybody, regardless of your situation, your job, what it looks like on socials, everyone's going through the same stuff.
I think as well, for me, I'm still investing in those new friendships. I've been in Sydney for 2.5 years now, and there's a couple of friends that I know are that deep kind of great mate, but I still have to remind myself to invest. It also takes a lot of time to get to the point where you are comfy on the couch, that they can, you know, kind of read your mind, you know, get your mood, vibe, and all that kind of stuff. That really takes a lot of time. And one girl that I'm thinking of in my life, I lived with her for a year, you know, and it's still an investment.
So give yourself a break also, Pip.
But put the work in. It's not going to just kind of come to you like anything.
No, give yourself a break, I mean, in that you're just wanting it to be there solid from the very get-go.
Yeah, but I do think you've got to stop kind of going, oh, everyone else has friends. You've got to actually make the move, you know, and keep doing that. Amy, before we wrap up though, I did want to ask you, when you went to the gym, what was in your mind about that? Like, were you going through a point where you were like, I need to make new friends, or you were just kind of like, I don't know, where were you?
Yeah, so I joined my gym probably when I was about 21. So I was going through that whole shifting away from high school friends. I had been just obviously drinking a lot, and I needed to join a gym anyway. But once I went, I did notice there was like a ton of young girls who I'd never come across before. So that's when I made a conscious decision to continue to go to the classes and sort of get familiar with some of the girls there.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah, I think saying it out loud too, when you say you make a conscious decision to say to yourself, I want to make new friends, that in itself makes you mega vulnerable. So I think it's, I think that's a really, it's a good thing. Hopefully that helps you out, Pip.
Yeah, Amy, it's been so delightful talking to you. If you want to listen to all of the podcasts, like the full chat that we had with Amy Shepherd yesterday, we talk about the new album, we talk about what it's like to be an individual in a very big band, we talk about the family business, how you started writing. It's so fascinating. We don't really focus this much on music, and it's just been really lovely to see what that process is for you and have a bit of an insight insight into that that world.
Yeah, thanks, ladies. It's not your standard job or your standard, and I mean, it's not typical of any other musician. It's just everyone's got their own journey.
So you can listen to that.
Thanks for letting me share mine.
No worries.
Like, we love that you've come here to share it. Watching the Sky is the new album that we have been speaking about. That's out. It's been in the works for like up to 4 years. So check it out. WeAreShepherd.com or on Facebook, Amy Shepherd, or Insta, Amy Shepherd Pie. Thanks, Chick.
We'll put yesterday's show in the show notes, and we'll put all of those links of where you can find out more info about Amy and to get behind the album. Also, thanks, lady.
Thank you. Thanks, girls.
You know what our fave time of the week is? That is when we get to go live with you, our posse, and chat about whatever you guys want.
We absolutely love going live on Facebook, but you'll only get notified that we're online if you follow us, the Thinker Girls, on Facebook.
Yeah, we get to say hello to you, give you guys an update on hashtag our lives, and answer the questions that you've been dying to ask us.
So once a week, make sure that you're hanging on the Thinker Girls Facebook page to find out when you can find us.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.